The following is an encore episode of Hour One of the Spring Pledge Drive, hosted by Tom Riello. Our guest for this morning was Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde. Just a reminder that our pledge drive continues tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and will be hosted by Pat Ahrensberg. If you'd like to make a pledge, you can email office@archangelradio.com. That's office@archangelradio.com. You can also Venmo a pledge to @archangel-radio. That's @archangel-radio.
Welcome to the 2024 Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Today's pledge drive is hosted by Montgomery Catholic Prep High School teacher and LA Catholic Morning regular Tom Riello. Throughout the pledge drive, we'll hear from various priests in the Archdiocese as they help us reach our goal of $105,000. Remember, we are listener-supported, so it's your pledges that keep us on the air. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. You can also Venmo your pledge to @archangel-radio. That's @archangel-radio. And of course, thank you so much for your support. Now, your host, Tom Riello.
And welcome to the 2024 Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. I am Tom Riello, and boy, this is amazing, Ellen. I cannot believe I am in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, with amazing people sitting next to me, none greater than the Archbishop of Mobile, Thomas John Rohde. Your Excellency, it is great to see you this morning.
Hey, it is great to be with you and Ellen and Todd and everyone who's listening. And let's make this pledge drive a success. I want to say from the very beginning, congratulations, because just about every year I try to be the first one, and that's when we find out the mics aren't working. And all the mics are working. They're great. We are off to a tremendous start.
Oh, yeah. And of course, you know, Todd over here has been praying us through that. That's why the mics are working, Your Excellency. And these mics are working, so would you lead us in a prayer?
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Oh, dear God, thank you for this day that you've given to us. Thank you for our life and our life of faith. And we ask your blessing upon Archangel Radio, this wonderful ministry of evangelization. Truly use it as your instrument of bringing your good news to many hearts. As we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wow, that's going to get us to that 105, Ellen. There's no doubt about it.
I feel like you need to pace yourself. That's Tom Riello. Todd's over here, too. And we thank our sponsor, Ike's Beach Service, with locations in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Fort Morgan, and Perdido Key. Enjoy fun in the sun with Ike's Beach Services, including paddle boards, parasailing, and beach equipment rental. Visit ikesbeachservice.com or call 251-948-3757. Let me set the stage for you gentlemen before we get into some fun conversations for the day. It is the Spring Pledge Drive Archangel Radio twice a year. That's when we all come on board, all hands on deck, so to speak, and you help us raise $105,000 that we need. We are listener supported. And you can do your part, as the promos have been saying. It's pretty easy. There's people standing by on the phones, 251-928-2111. You can also text that same number. You can go to archangelradio.com, click on the Donate Now button, and you can donate there. We also have Venmo this year because we're nothing if cutting edge. Archangelradio.com, and you can go to @archangel-radio under charities and find us there on Venmo if you want to give that. Best of all, you could just stop by our beautiful outdoor studio on South Section Street in Fairhope and bring us a check. Cash, donation, food,
we'd be glad
prayer.
To accept that.
Yeah.
Very happy to accept that.
All of that in good.
Do you do barter also, like if they bring a chicken or something like that?
We are open to most means of support.
I mean, it's Baldwin support. County. It's Baldwin County.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think you might be on to something. You might be going home with a chicken month in pay.
Well, when you were talking about our sponsor, immediately made me think that we should set something up. If they give a certain amount, then you'll go parasailing.
Oh, yeah. You keep trying every year.
And we'll videotape it, and we'll put it on YouTube and our Facebook page.
Oh, that reminds me. We moved the cameras from the studio outside, and we are streaming live on YouTube, our YouTube channel and our Facebook Live.
We don't play around at Archangel Radio, Ellen. That's one of the things I got to say.
We're always trying something new, you know.
Oh, wait, I want to put in a plug for parasailing. That is fun.
Oh.
I mean, I'm a little too old for it now, but I used to.
You used to, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That can be fun.
We break the ante.
Oh, the ante, Tom.
But not anymore. You know, my bones don't bend. You know,
my arms time's and legs a little bit longer now.
Yeah, but I've enjoyed it. So thanks to our sponsor.
Yes, and Ike has been a great sponsor of Archangel Radio for years.
You know, that's a true harbinger of spring and summers when Ike is on.
Yes.
Archangel Radio.
Yes. So, Archbishop, you were mentioning you come every year, God willing, your schedule permits that you get to open Pledge Drive. And so we thank you for that. That has been a beautiful commitment on your part to this station that supports the Catholic community here in the Archdiocese of Mobile. So we are really, really grateful for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you just fine.
Okay good. Mm-hmm. It really is a pleasure to be here. You know, May is a bit of a busy month.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's really, hey, 7 a.m., I'm not doing much at 7 in the morning, so it's good to be here with y'all. But, you know, this is a time of graduations. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout-out to all of our young people, perhaps not so young, who are graduating from grade school, high school, college, you know, graduate schools. This Saturday, Spring Hill College mm-hmm. has their graduation. Next week, Thursday, St. Michael Catholic High School graduates. Friday, McGill Tulane Catholic High School graduates. And then the following week on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Montgomery Catholic.
2 weeks from today, we'll see you at our Pice Arena
gym. I'm looking forward to it. So congratulations to our graduates, but congratulations to their families and to the teachers. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we have an accomplishment, it's not just us. A lot of people have helped us along the way. So in the midst of a lot of confirmations going on, graduations, it's good to be here this morning with you all.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder about in the educational world who decided the May schedule. They're spending time in purgatory. I just want that on record.
Okay. That duly noted, Tom.
You know, one of the things that I love and I always look forward to it is one of the things, and I was talking about this yesterday to my students. Archbishop Brody is the master of the graduation, because one thing you've learned is that when the people are there, they're not there just for, you know, all of us or the bishop or Chad Barwick being there or Justin Costanza, or they're there for their kids. And you really do a great job, I think, of emphasizing that, to celebrate the children and then the parents. You do something special. Everybody salutes the graduates, but could you share with the audience that who have not been in a graduation, there's some part of that after that, what do you ask the students to do? And I always find it to be a very touching moment. Parents have commented about it, how touching it is.
Well, after this whole graduation, as we bring it to a close, I always ask the graduates to stand. And then I ask their parents and grandparents to stand. And I ask the graduates to look in whatever direction you need to see these wonderful people who have supported them, who have been there for them, who have loved them when they didn't quite seem to be very lovable, and give them a round of applause. And they deserve, the parents or grandparents, they deserve it too, all the ones who have helped them to reach this moment.
Right. It is such a sacrifice. You know, being a part of Catholic education, it is such a privilege. It truly is. You're investing in eternity. You know, one of the things that I have to say, Your Excellency, there's wonderful legacies for you. You know, I just can't believe that I still remember April 2nd, 2008, like it was yesterday, because that was the day that the word came out that you were appointed to the Archdiocese of Mobile. And I love that story that you tell when you got that phone call from the nuncio about, because you were in Biloxi, and they wanted to bring you to Mobile. And, well, you had two phones in your pocket there for a little while, didn't you?
Yeah, because when the nuncio, who's the representative for the Pope in the United States, he told me my appointment in Mobile. I explained that we were just beginning to recover from the hurricane of 2005. We're at a critical moment of recovery, of rebuilding, and I didn't think it was a good idea for me to leave the diocese at that point. And make a long story short, he said, well, good, you'll be the bishop of both dives. And so for a year, I was running back and forth between Biloxi and Mobile. Fortunately, so many wonderful people in both places made it work.
As you are prone to say, if you don't pray for me, at least pray for my car.
Absolutely. Thanks.
But you enjoy driving, don't you?
Yes, I don't mind it at all.
He listens to Archangel Radio.
Why not? I have a chance to listen to the great programming.
Oh, you're listening. That is the voice of Archbishop Rohde, Archbishop at the Archdiocese of Mobile, along with our Pledge Drive host for this Tuesday, Tom Riello. We've got some more guests throughout the day. Tom is not just here for the first 15 minutes at 7 a.m. like usual.
I know. I mean, I have a headset on right now and a mic. Normally, I have a smartphone next to my ear, and I'm talking to you from my patio as I'm getting ready. So, I mean, I'm looking at beautiful St. Lawrence Catholic Parish and the Family Life Center, and just what a great privilege it is for us to be down here. You know, Archangel Radio has been I would like to say it has been to me a center point for the Archdiocese of Mobile. It has shrunk the diocese. You know, Archbishop, we have a rather large diocese. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was out in Blessed Trinity, Alabama, on the Eastern time zone. I went to Mass at St. Joseph's Parish. If you throw a rock from St. Joseph's Parish, the next diocese you're going to hit is the Diocese of Savannah. And yet, it wasn't the Bishop of Savannah's name in the canon. It was your name, because it's a rather large diocese. We go all the way out west Alabama, Selma, Our Lady Queen of Peace, all the way down here, you know, St. Thomas by the Sea, and everywhere in between the lower 28 counties. It really is quite the diocese.
It is. I mean, whether it's Auburn or Tuskegee or Montgomery or Butler, you know, we have a lot of territory, and God is very good to us because we have wonderful parishes all over. But it's a bit of a challenge to get around.
Yeah, it really is. And Archangel Radio, one thing I love about it is the fact that I can hear a Father Pat Arensberg talking about what's going on at Corpus Christi, or I could hear Father Paul Zogby talking about St. Margaret's and what's going on, or I could hear Father Andrew Jones from St. Jude, and you actually get a feeling of like, oh, I know these people. This is something
or
that
Tom Riello.
I'm a part of.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Hey, yeah.
Who's that guy?
Calling in from the capital
He's
city.
A legend in his own mind. Never forget it. If you put his brain inside a bird, it'd fly backwards. That's what they tell me anyway.
Oh.
I don't know.
They're just
you
being
sure you want me
their...
to be hosting
oh,
this thing,
is going to be
an
interesting
what is
day.
What's the telephone number to call?
Yes, we need that telephone number.
251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. We got some pledges. Adam has given $50. Thank you very much, Adam. Anna has given $50, and we got an anonymous donation of $500.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for donating. This is your chance to support Archangel Radio. Maybe you listen every day. Maybe just tune in occasionally.
Right.
But you realize that this is a needed source of information, prayer, and community in Lower Alabama here in the Archdiocese of Mobile. It's pretty essential. We are at a very, very divided place these days. And to remind us what unites us, what is good, true, and beautiful about this world, because you go to other places in media, they're not going to tell you that there's anything good going on. This is just a mess.
Right.
Take care of yourself. Go all in on your own needs. This is the kind of media and place where people can come together and recognize, no, things are bigger than me and my needs and wants. Things are more important. There is a plan God put forth for humanity. And we need to be reminded of that. Otherwise, we get buried in our own selfish desires.
Right. Your blood pressure goes up when you listen to half the news that's out there. And hopefully with Archangel Radio, we are actually lowering that blood pressure and bringing the peace of God. Your Excellency, what would you say as far as Archangel Radio, the contribution that it makes to the Archdiocese of Mobile?
Two things come to mind immediately. And one you've already mentioned, Tom, that it's a unifying presence, that it reminds us of what's good that's going on in various parts of the Archdiocese. That is very helpful, that we're one family of God. Even more importantly, that we are... that it shares the good news of Jesus Christ to so many people, people who are faithful Catholics, and I'm convinced, and I know this, for people who are not Catholic, but just come across Archangel Radio as they're going through the radio stations, and they stop and they listen, and they find out things about the Catholic Church they didn't know. They find out the truth about the Catholic Church, and it also touches hearts to become Catholic. So it's truly an instrument of God's instrument of evangelization, of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is one of the great blessings. I like what you said about those who are interested in becoming Catholic, because it's something that we say a lot, Todd and Ellen, on the radio on Wednesdays. I've met a number of people, and I guarantee you, people who run the various programs, the RCIAs or the OCIAs, as we call it today, will say it was through Catholic radio, and in particular in our diocese, Archangel Radio, that I first really was able to, in a safe way, listen about the faith and not have people look at me and say, oh my gosh, you know, the Catholic Church, they worship Mary, or what, fill in the blank with the latest thing that they say that we do. And it becomes a safe place for people to listen in their car, listen in their home. My favorite way of listening, of course, is on the app. It's a great way to listen and be able to hear the truth that the faith, as you said, Ellen, what is good, true, and beautiful, which is basically our motto. This is what we offer, and it's such a blessing.
During this time, I love recounting the story, though. When you first got to the Archdiocese, what was going on here with the Archangel Communications?
There had been a wonderful group of people who had been working hard for about 3 years, if I remember correctly, trying to make a Catholic radio station real. And you know, a lot of prayer, a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice. You know, I couldn't name them all, but, you know, but Dan Jackson and the Rotzkowskis and others had been doing so much work. And I remember they came to me and they said, we just need to get a broader base of help. And so I told them they could have a reception in the Cathedral Rectory,
okay,
which was a big success. And I wrote a letter to the pastors telling them it would be perfectly acceptable if they would ask those trying to make the radio a reality to have them come and talk at the masses. And so it began to pick up steam. But there was so much work that had happened before I came, and it was good to support it. And I remember a beautiful day, I don't remember what year it was, when we, when I had the honor of blessing the towers.
That was 2010.
That amazing.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it was 2 years after I arrived. Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful, wonderful feeling that the radio station was becoming a reality.
Did you have Catholic radio in Biloxi?
No, did not. There had been some efforts. They had not become come to reality. We are very blessed that Archangel Radio became real.
Yeah,
I tell you what, it is what a blessing to see it all come together. Of course, you know, Ellen, we are here, as Archbishop says, we are here to get to our pledge drive goal, which is $105,000. And there are ways to donate, aren't there, right? They can go to archangelradio.com. Mm-hmm. They can click on the Donate Now. And, of course, we are living in the 21st century. We are on the cutting edge of the societal revolution of technology. We have Venmo now.
Yes.
PayPal.
Yes.
Direct debit. You can donate by credit card. This is wonderful.
Yeah, there's many ways to process donations, so we thank you. And it's a lot easier for people. They're on the run. We printed these little yard signs that actually have a scan code, QR code on them, and you can just hold up your smartphone, and it'll take you right to the donation page.
Pretty impressive.
We're just trying to make it as easy for people.
I'll take your word for it. I still write checks.
I know, right?
We had an event a couple of weeks ago, and you know those big oversized checks when you make a donation.
Uh-huh.
Well, a young person on our staff, she was filling that out, you know, and she said, I don't know what goes where.
Oh, my.
Because she doesn't use checks.
Yeah.
You know,
and I can believe it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That is funny. We got our first 1410 donation of the day. Anna Luz from Robert's Brothers. She's
all
been
right.
A big supporter of the station, so thank
way
you
to go.
Very much. Appreciate that. Which is a reminder, too. We haven't let our listeners know. Well, if they've been hearing the promos, they know. Our 1410 dinner will be Friday, what day? June 7th.
June 7th, a week after the ordinations of a wonderful young man. Can't wait. Deacon Joseph Schultz about to become Father Joseph Schultz. Excited about that.
And our 1410 dinner guests, we're bringing the band back together. It is Father Pat Driscoll and Tom Riello live for one night only. We're going to host it up at Christ the King at the Assumption Hall. We're going to decorate that up, and we're going to have a great evening of food and fellowship. And so if you can donate $14.10 at that level, well, you and a guest, we'd love to have you there for our evening. And you can make a one-time donation. You can divide that into a monthly donation. You can put it on a credit card. You can write us a check. You can stop by and hand it to Tom personally and say, I want to see you at the dinner. That is our
1410. I didn't see you enough. I want to see you more.
Yeah, exactly. That is our 1410 donation. For those that can't give at that level, we have our 360 Club, which is our monthly donors, your everyday listeners, $30 a month. Mm-hmm. And you get one of our mugs that say, I'm in the club. And so
I like that.
The steel tumbler. So we will give you that for just supporting us.
And basically, it's for a cost of a cup of coffee a day.
Exactly.
Probably cheaper.
And you can bring your coffee. Or you could do like I do. I put the new magnets that mm-hmm. we got on my mug because my dad gave me this tumbler, and I use it every day. But we have a new supply of Archangel Radio magnets for your car. So stop by here at the studios, and we've got some of our towels that we use during football season mm-hmm. to wave around. So, you know, we've got some snazzy stuff for you here.
Speaking of towels and football season, you know what we had yesterday, Archbishop, at Montgomery Catholic?
What?
The ring ceremony for the state 4A championship football team.
That's exciting.
It was exciting. Uh-huh. It really was. It was really, really
exciting.
That's
a memory that those kids will keep for the rest of their life.
You know, Father Thomas LaPointe.
And the stories will get better and better.
Oh, yeah. It's like the fish, right? Father Thomas LaPointe was a graduate of Montgomery Catholic 2007, and he was with you at the game at Bryant-Denny Stadium when we beat Cherokee County. And I'll tell you what, we were standing right next to each other, and Father LaPointe, a tear came down out of his eye. Because you have to understand, as Archbishop can well testify, when he got to the diocese, Montgomery Catholic was the team that people wanted to play for their homecoming game. I don't think that is the case anymore.
People don't want to play Montgomery Catholic anymore. But, it congratulations. And it's not just the football team. Montgomery Catholic is just awesome. It's a wonderful place of outstanding education, Catholic formation. You all are doing a great job at Montgomery Catholic. And it was good to see Father LaPointe last week. We had the 190th anniversary of St. Peter Parish in Montgomery. The first bishop of Mobile, Bishop Portier, was determined to have a Catholic parish in the capital city of Mobile. The only thing is, the capital kept moving. And so it was in St. Stephen's, and then Cahaba, and then Huntsville, and Tuscaloosa, and eventually Montgomery. And the poor bishop kept opening up parishes wherever the capital got moved to. So he opened up when the capital moved finally to Montgomery. He established St. Peter Parish 190 years ago. So, and going strong, a gorgeous church.
Oh, yeah. And I saw pictures. WSFA covered the procession, and just what a beautiful image it was to see right there in the very heart of the capital of dreams, as we like to call the capital city of Montgomery, to see that procession. You did a Eucharistic procession, and we had just, the place was just packed out. It was just a wonderful, wonderful day of celebration in, you know, Montgomery for the Catholic Church.
And it was great to have Father LaPointe as a homilist, graduate Montgomery Catholic, baptized there at St. Peter Parish.
Wow.
So to have a native son come back and give the sermon for the 190th anniversary was really great. He has not been a priest a year yet. But I tell you, he gave a wonderful, wonderful sermon.
No pressure there on him.
Ooh, I tell you. But soon he won't be the newest priest in the Archdiocese. As Thomas, she said, on June 1, we will have Joseph Schultz, a native of Auburn, St. Michael Parish, and be ordained a priest. And Rich Perkins also from St. Michael Parish in Auburn who will be ordained a transitional deacon. So God bless both of them.
I'll tell you what, Deacon Schultz, soon to be Father Schultz, just a shout out to his mom and dad. Two of the people that I met when I first came to the Archdiocese of Mobile was Michelle. She was the youth director at St. Michael's in Auburn. You don't get much better than that family, than the Schultz family. And I'll tell you, just so excited. Father will be assigned at St. Bede's. We're just so blessed to have just amazing young men and priests. And we just are in a great diocese. And Archangel Radio is in many ways at the center of it, Ellen. And I just want to thank you all for what you do for the Archdiocese of Mobile.
Well, that music means it's time to stop and get your donation into 251-928-2111. We'll continue the conversation with Archbishop Rohde, host Tom Riello, Todd Sylvester, and the cannolis that they brought out to us to eat on break.
These are keto-friendly. Keto-friendly, I just want it on record.
Stay with us. Archangel Pledge Drive continues.
Welcome back to the Archangel Radio Spring Pledge Drive, hosted today by Tom Riello. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. You can also Venmo your pledge to @Archangel-Radio. That's Archangel-Radio. And of course, thank you so much for your support. Now, here's your host, Tom Riello.
They are so funny.
We're having way more fun than human beings should be allowed to have. We are at the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. Ellen?
Well, Todd was saying on break, I need a fan. It's a little,
Excuse
there's gnats here.
I did not say it like that.
Okay.
I did not say it like that.
So we realized we forgot we had printed these fans for one of our events that was outdoors.
Like it.
And it's the Archangel Radio logo in a nice Lower Alabama scenic beach scene. And you can fan yourself now, too.
I like it.
All day, because it's just going to get hotter.
I'll tell you what, speaking of fans, I'll tell you what, great ways to donate, Ellen.
Yes.
We've got our fans out there in Archangel Radio land.
We do, and 251-928-2111. Archangelradio.com, that might be easier for you. Just go right there at the top, donate now. You can go on your smartphone even, Venmo us at Archangel under charities. We got a pledge from Joe in New Jersey for $20. Who is that, Tom Riello?
That would be my oldest brother, Joe Riello. Joe, I just want to say I love you. Miss y'all. What a blessing it is. Even though I am separated from all my family by many, many miles up north and one out in Kansas, we are intimately connected in the Eucharist. That's one of the great things about being Catholic, is that we share that faith. And so I love you all. Thank you, Joe, for giving in to Archangel Radio. What a great privilege. And, you know, if you're like Archbishop Rohde, you like to give the check. So people who want to mail us a check or drop by today over by St. Lawrence Parish, you can come on downtown Fairhope, Alabama.
Beautiful.
And, of course, you could call or text 251-928-2111, and you can give to Archangel Radio. We are just so blessed. And we are so blessed because Archbishop Rohde is with us. And, Your Excellency, you got a bit of news, June 15th.
Well, by the way, I feel blessed to be with you all. And I pray God will bless this radio station as it truly shares the good news of Jesus Christ. So please get your pledges in to support this wonderful ministry. But, yeah, June 15th, it's a Saturday. It's the day before Father's Day. It's not Father's Day, the day before. But the Eucharistic procession will be passing through the Archdiocese of Mobile. To put that in perspective, in July we will have a National Eucharistic Congress. We haven't had one in this country since 1977, and it will be in Indianapolis, and there are four processions, one from the east, one from the west, one from the north, and one from the south, that began in Brownsville, Texas. And it is working its way to Indianapolis, and it will be in the Archdiocese Mobile on June 15th. And we will welcome the procession by having Mass at 9:30 Saturday morning at the Cathedral. And then there will be a procession from the Cathedral to St. Mary Parish Church, about a mile and a half away. And then for those who would like, there's also service projects following at St. Mary Parish. So I'm not going to take Pat Ahrensberg's thunder away. I know he'll be here tomorrow as a host. He's the one who is spearheading this in the Archdiocese Mobile.
What's the date again?
June 15th. Saturday, June 15th. And then the National Congress will be in July, the middle of July in Indianapolis. But this will be our part of the procession as it makes its way to Indianapolis.
Yeah, Lucas Oil Stadium, quite the venue to, and it seems to be going really, really well. This is a great way. Yeah, I think in, 1977, didn't we have a visitor come who was the Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow? Didn't he come to that event? And then a year later? What happens
if... You really try to work my memory here. I don't remember, to be quite honest. But,
well, a year later, you were ordained to the priesthood.
Yes, I was.
May 20th, 1978.
I was a seminary in 1977, and we didn't travel much. You know, times have changed. But in those days, we didn't travel much as seminarians.
We are so excited to be here with Archbishop Rohde. You know, Your Excellency, one of the things you just mentioned about the Eucharistic Congress, and without the priest, we don't have the Eucharist. And so we are blessed in our archdiocese per capita. We are pretty much at the top per capita of ordinations. Certainly since your appointment here in 2008, you have ordained over 20 men to the priesthood. That is just quite remarkable.
It's humbling. I got to tell you, I praise God. I thank God. My heart is so grateful, and especially when I look at these guys, you know, and they're, you know, they're no longer rookie priests, most of them, you know, and to see how they are dedicated to serving the people, how faith-filled they are, it makes me feel very good that we have such wonderful priests of all ages in our archdiocese. And so God is very good to us.
Yeah, I mean, I remember 2010, that was the first year of ordinations in about 6 years for the archdiocese. Then we had a flood, 10, 11, and 12. There was probably about 11 or 12 ordinations just in that three-year period. We are just so blessed. I mean, Archbishop won't say this, and Your Excellency, don't get mad at me, but I like how, you know, Cardinal Dolan, New York, is an amazing diocese. I'm not, you know, my brother's a priest up there. There's 2.5 million Catholics. Mm-hmm. To put things in perspective, the Archdiocese of Mobile, given your numbers, let's say 80,000, give or take a number, whatever. Archdiocese of New York is 30 times, at least 30 times larger. To put it in perspective, the amount of men that Archbishop Rohde has ordained, it would be as if the Archdiocese of New York ordained 700 men. Folks, let that sink in. I can assure you the Archdiocese of New York has not ordained 700 men. There's a lot of really wonderful things happening in the Archdiocese of Mobile, not least of which a culture of vocation has been created, which is something that you talked about at the One Faith, One Family Conference in 2014. I can't believe that that's a decade ago. I remember when you all were putting that together. Dan Johnson was part of that event and all that. It was an incredible time. You talked about the four priorities. What is a culture of vocation? What does that mean?
Yeah, we had four, you know, still it's been a guiding light for me, those four priorities that I articulated many years ago, that we would spread the good news of Jesus Christ, evangelize, that we would strengthen family life. Our families are under so much pressure, that we would serve the poor, and that we'd create a culture of vocation set. But God has a plan for each one of us, what that culture of vocations means. And whatever that is, we should be open to it, wherever God is calling us in our lives, to realize He has a plan for us. So, and part of that is vocation to the priesthood. Mm-hmm. And we have had some wonderful, since I've been here and before as well, but our wonderful vocations director, Father Alex Valadares, mm-hmm. and then Father Travis Burnett, and then Father Victor Ingalls, and now Father Patrick Gilbert. And they really do such a wonderful job of just challenging people to be open to whatever God is asking.
You know, one of the things that you said, I remember saying, you know, in our day and age, you know, Ellen, we're talking about all mm-hmm. these wonderful ways that people can give. And by the way, please keep giving, folks. If the Lord lays it on your heart, you are investing not in something, but you're investing in eternity when you give to Archangel Radio. But, you know, Archbishop, you said something that was very profound. I share it with my students to this day. You may not even remember saying it, but we were at a Montgomery Catholic football game. I think St. Jude was beating us 42-0, and we were sitting there. That's how it was. He knows I don't joke, right? That was true. Anyway, we're on the sidelines watching the game, and one of the things that you said was that one of the dangers of today is too many people have too many options, and everybody is kind of paralyzed. Can you kind of explain to our audience, kind of vaguely remember what you said when you said that there's too many options and people feel the fact that they're going to miss out on what's perfect?
Yeah, that's it's part of the dynamic of our society, in particular, you know, among younger people, that they're blessed with so many different options today, so many different possibilities, and to say yes to something means to say no to other things, and they just don't want to say no to anything. Well, in effect, then they say no to everything. Mm. You know, unless you can say yes to something, you're saying no to everything. You know, yeah. If you know, that's true of any, you know, to decide to marry this person means I'm not going to marry anyone else.
Right.
But I'm saying yes, and all they can see is the no. That I don't want to close my options. And so I see this very often in young people that I think I'll go do this for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'll go move here for a while. And then I'll move here. And there's not a, this is what I want to do with my life. I saw a rather disturbing statistic among 18 to 25-year-old guys. 25% of that age group in our country is disconnected, which means that they are not in school and they don't have a job.
Wow.
Isn't that, it's troubling.
Wow.
It's almost a lost generation. God is calling us to something in life, each one of us, and it's for us to ask two very important questions. One, what do I want to do with my life? And the other, God, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
And I find when God wants us somewhere, he puts into our hearts an attraction to that. Hmm. You know, I remember when I first started thinking about being a priest, and I don't know why. I can't point to a moment, an event, a person. But I felt an excitement that I had not felt before. And truly, I think that was the Holy Spirit saying, this is what's going to fill your heart. This is what's going to feed your spirit. And this is where I want you to be.
But there must have been, if you don't mind me saying, Archbishop, there must have been an openness, because you had finished law school. I mean, you had job offers. I mean, it wasn't as if you were floundering. You weren't like these kids that you were just describing who are in their parents' basements playing video games.
No, and I felt a pride, a satisfaction that I had set goals for myself and I had achieved them. But something was missing. And for whatever reason, I started thinking about being a priest. And an excitement that nothing else had given to me. And I think that's how God works so often.
But what was around you, if you don't mind me asking? Because, see, we always are praying for vocations. We're talking about setting up this culture of vocations. I mean, there must have been something different. Because, if you don't mind me saying, the world was your oyster at that point in time in your life. Like, you were set. You were basically set for your entire career. You would have ended up being a partner. I mean, you could have traveled the world. You know, all of the wonderful things that the world says, this is what you should be striving for. And you totally got off of those rails to start discerning priesthood.
Well, fortunately, I came from a faith-filled family. And fortunately, while I was in, I'd had a very good experience in college with some wonderful priests, Jesuit priests, and because I went to Georgetown University for college and then to Tulane for law school. And fortunately, I stumbled upon the Catholic Student Center at Tulane, and there was a wonderful Dominican priest there. God rest him, and So I had a lot of good influences, but at the same time, I say to young people, I'll say to college students, I say, please ask yourself, what do you want to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so many people don't. And they usually say back to me, of course, everyone asks them that and themselves that. I said, no, they don't. You've known people who have graduated from college. They graduate from college, they have a few job offers. Which one do they accept? And they smile, laugh, and they say, whatever pays the most.
Right.
I said, you see, they chose the salary, not necessarily the direction.
Wow.
And that's why we have counselors who make a living, God bless them, working with 30-somethings, 40-somethings, who one day wake up and say, I hate my life.
Right.
I hate what I'm doing. I have
right.
to change my direction. I have to change my career. And they, because they finally ask, what do I want to do with my life? But if those young people graduate from college and they choose the salary, well, they're off on a direction that they didn't really necessarily plan. They accepted the salary.
Right.
It looked good. And so please don't lose sight of what is going to feed your heart, feed your spirit. Don't lose sight of that. You know, after college, it's good to get a job. It's good to build up a resume. But keep asking yourself, what do I really want to do with my life?
And what does God want me to do with my
and
life?
And that's the other question.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is Archbishop Rohde giving us sound advice here on the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. We are day one. We are kicking off the first hour. I see the next hour's guest has wandered into the building. Monsignor Scanecki's joining us next hour. And we got some pledges in. Maria has given a pledge of $100, and Eileen has given a pledge of $1,000. Thank you so much. All of this to help us get to our $105,000 by Thursday at 5 p.m. It's all of us together keeping listener-supported Catholic radio on the air here on your smartphone, on your computer, all the different ways that add up ching ching every month when they hand me the bills to pay. I'm like, well, what did that go up for? So, because some people wonder, why'd you raise the pledge drive? I'm like, have you looked at your family budget yet?
One of the things I love to say is the gospel is free, but somebody's got to pay the plumbing. You came and blessed those towers. Those towers cost a lot of money to operate. These signals cost a lot of money to operate. And again, as we've said, and I never grow tired of saying, when you give to Archangel Radio, just like when you give to the Archdiocese of Mobile, you're not giving to something, you're giving to eternity. There's going to be divine dividends. And that's not just a slogan. That's the truth. It's what I believe. Archbishop, you just said about what people do, and it's true. 40, 50 years old, people feel miserable with their life. One of the great blessings that I know all of us, and I speak, I think, for the four of us here sitting, including Archbishop Rohde, work that we do is not easy, but let me tell you something, most especially what the Archbishop has to do, but I never feel like I work. It's never a burden of just despair. It's such joy. Is it easy? No, but it's so worth it because you're investing your life in what Jesus Christ has called you to do, and when you're doing that, you do feel joy. You feel joy.
That is Tom Riello, our Pledge Drive host. He's going to remind you often over these 3 days that the number to call or text your pledge in is 251-928-2111. Call now. Give support of Archbishop Rohde, who has given us support here at Archangel Radio for as long as it's been on the air and even before that. So we are grateful for that. And 3 days only, twice a year, we come and ask you to partner with us to help us raise money. This is your station. This is your morning show. Todd and I just sit in the driver's seat every day trying to share all the good news that we get in from around the world, around the diocese. You know, somebody stopped you yesterday, Todd, or Sunday after Mass and said, hey, can you mention this going on? Which I think we forgot. You should probably mention that. Jericho. Some walk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, it's to counteract the whole Pride Month coming up.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a time to go down here in Fairhope, down by the pier, and pray.
Oh,
You don't hold a sign.
Yeah.
You don't do, you know, it's not a...
There's no bullhorns in protesting.
No. It's just to go and walk the area because they know that there are going to be other events that will be taking place in June. So during the month of May, just go and pray. And I think we can incorporate that actually anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be the living gospel. We're supposed to be bringing this with our very lives. That's more powerful, I think, than any words. Don't you think, Archbishop?
Oh, absolutely. Our witness means so much. Absolutely. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you all make so many different events known. And so continue to. Continue to.
That's what we do every day joyfully. Roll on in. Keep the lights going on Archangel Radio at 251-928-2111.
Now, you were talking about your vocabulary, but I'm sure there are people listening right now that either themselves are contemplating, wow, maybe God's calling me to priesthood, or there are a lot of listeners who have sons, grandsons, even, you know, neighbors, cousins, who are, they're thinking, wow, that person would make a great priest. What do you recommend?
All right, two things. One about someone who sees that there's this guy that would be a good priest. Mm-hmm. Tell him. And don't just tell him that. Tell him why. What do you see in him that would make him a great priest? Not just, oh, you'd be a good priest. No, why do you say that? So be willing to share that encouragement. And but if anyone is thinking about being a priest, pray, talk to someone you respect, and contact the vocation director, Father Patrick Gilbreth, and do not let fear hold you back. Fear does not come from God. It comes from the evil one. Don't let any fears like, oh, I don't know I could handle this or handle that. As St. Paul writes, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Trust God. If God is calling you to priesthood, God will give you what you need to fulfill that vocation.
Amen.
Do not let the fears hold you back. And so just be open to what God wants to do in your life. But pray and talk to someone that you respect. Contact the vocation director.
One of my favorite stories about that was there was a bishop up in Michigan. He'd always be talking to a young man, and the young man is expressing these spiritual realities in his life, and he's praying, and, you know, oh, you know, meets with the vocations office, and then the bishop would say, okay, you know, here's an application. Let's talk about it. Oh, no, Archbishop, I can't do it. I'm not worthy. And so he got to the point and say, listen, let's just get this out of the way. You'll never be worthy.
Yeah.
But that's liberating, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember a young man. I'm not going to mention his name. He would probably tell the story, but I'll let him tell the story. But for 2 years, I'd see him when I'd visit his parish, and every time he told me he was thinking about being priesthood. Well, it was the Sunday where the gospel, Jesus calls a couple of young men, and they all make excuses why they can't follow him. He says, follow me, and they don't. Anyhow, well, this young man, right before Mass in his parish, told me I'm thinking about it. And I just turned at him, and I said, I'm tired of hearing that. Either go in the seminary or just shut up. I don't want to hear that anymore. You know, either fish or cut bait, I said, and he still says that line to me. I said, listen to the readings that they speak to you today at Mass. Go in the seminary. If they don't, stop talking about it, but make a decision. And it touched his heart. He went in the seminary. He's a wonderful priest.
Oh, praise
God.
What a great story.
Great. That is
Archbishop
awesome.
Archbishop Brody,
awesome.
Can we get a blessing? There is the music before you leave.
10 seconds.
Well, may the blessing of God be upon you and your loved ones. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.